Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Halftime brought to you by Hearth Cigars and Pipes Lounge, just off 680 and 48th Street, next to Cubby's. It's Hearth Cigars and Pipes Lounge.
Buckle up, everybody. It is December 2nd in the world of college football. The portal, which is, they're going to turn the light on December 5th. I mean, people are already getting in the portal. They're already making moves.
Some people are committing already, apparently.
Yes.
Which is weird.
So Cade McNamara is going to Iowa. This is going to be a little bit of a two-minute State of Iowa football segment. And then we're going to talk about Malachi Coleman. I just can't speak today. Mike Sauter is going to join us here at the within the hour. Keegan Johnson from Bellevue West, Cluster's son, brother of Cade, is in the portal. Weird last year at Iowa. Unfortunately, Keegan got hurt. He was one of their best offensive players coming into this year, but he got hurt, didn't get on the field. And now he's in the portal. I would say if Mickey Joseph was at Nebraska, there would be a good shot because there's some familiarity there and there's some trust that you're going to take care of my son. But that's not the case. And, you know, there's nobody you know here. Even though I will say this about Nebraska's new staff, the partial staff that they have. So today they're on the road recruiting. There are high school coaches here in Omaha that are looking forward to having coaches in their hallways.
That's always nice.
So this first week is going to be kind of heavy of re-recruiting guys that have committed to Nebraska and then in-state prospects. Hammering 23, looking at 24, 25, whether you're in person or they're in front of you down in Lincoln. So that's kind of the beginning of this week. So don't be surprised if you start to see some tweets of coaches on rules staff that are here in the Metro. So Keegan Johnson, being a Metro kid, I'm thinking, okay, where would a Big 12 place be for him? It certainly wouldn't be Iowa State, because Iowa State has made a major, major move this morning. Not with Matt Campbell, but Matt Campbell making this move. They have fired their offensive coordinator. Iowa State's offense this year was atrocious.
Incredibly
they cost
bad.
Me a lot of money.
Cost them several games.
No, it cost me money. I don't care about the games. It cost me money, okay? Coming off last year where... I mean, they've had a run of NFL dudes.
Yeah.
They have Brock Purdy. They got Hall. Hutchinson's going to go to the NFL, their junior college wide receiver. But this year, their offense was just atrocious. In the red zone, they were brutal. I might have broken something watching the Iowa State-Texas Tech game.
Reasonable.
So they have fired their offensive coordinator, who just not very long ago was highly thought of. They also have fired their director of strength and conditioning at Iowa State.
That's interesting.
That is Matt Campbell saying, I am not going to go through another 4-8 season, but I'm not going to bail on you guys. I'm not going to take the first offer out of town. I'm going to stick this out because I'm going to fix this. They went 4-8. They were last in the Big 12 in offense. They fired their OC. They fired the director of strength and conditioning. Now, here's another part of this little now 2.5-minute Iowa segment. Another Iowa wide receiver has gone into the portal, Arlen Bruce, who they won a recruiting battle out of Kansas City for, and then he moved to Des Moines and played at Ankeny. Now, you're wondering, well, what's Nebraska going to do with wide receivers? Because the wide receiver room may be awful light in the shorts in 23, and you don't have a position coach. Would he be a candidate? Maybe. Ryan Held did recruit him out of high school because of his connection to Kansas City. Nebraska really wasn't in the final mix, but we are starting,
things are getting spicy.
Buckle up. The portal is starting to fill up. And in a place where now if you're Iowa, and I love that the Big Ten West is making all kinds of news. You got two new coaches. You got a Cade McNamara's coming to quarterback at Iowa. And you're going, but his OC is, but the NIL might be kicking in at Iowa, which is surprising. Is Cade McNamara going to be their best wide receiver recruiter as they've got 2, 3, 4 wide receivers going out the door?
Yeah.
He's going to try and bring them in.
Yeah, maybe. I wanted to touch on Iowa State for a minute. You wonder, because Nate Shielhouse is really well regarded as a recruiter, as a young up-and-coming coach. You wonder if they promote, he was the run game coordinator this year, you wonder if they promote from within and make him the offensive coordinator, or if they go to the outside and bring in somebody more experienced. I wonder what the dynamic is there, if Shielhouse is taking any of the flack for how bad the offense was this year, or if it all falls on Manning, the guy they just let go of, or if part of the reason they let go of Manning is because Shielhouse was being hunted as an offensive coordinator candidate at other spots and they needed to elevate him. That'll be a really interesting dynamic for me to see how that plays out, because Shielhouse is considered one of the like up-and-coming assistants in the industry.
Oh, he's a stud.
And considered a really, really good recruiter. That was actually one of the things even people that didn't love Matt Campbell as a candidate here were excited about, was Nate Shielhouse as his possible kind of ace recruiter. So I'll be really interested to see what they do with that spot at Iowa State, because I think Shielhouse is going to find a really good job if he's not retained or promoted to be the offensive coordinator there.
You know of kids that are getting in the portal that were pretty good coming out of high school in the 500-mile radius?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who probably stands to benefit the most because of their stability? KU and K-State.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Chris Klieman's program in Manhattan has all of a sudden become attractive.
Mm-hmm. K-State especially. They're in a really, really good spot. Obviously, they're playing in a championship game. The way the season ended for Kansas probably makes them just a little bit less attractive right now, just because they're not quite as successful, even though they're headed in the right direction under Leipold, it appears. But Klieman has that thing going pretty good, and if he's able to upgrade the talent even a little bit, all of a sudden, okay, Texas and Oklahoma are out of the league. I still got to deal with TCU. I still got to deal with Oklahoma State, but those teams are closer to the neighborhood of where Kansas State lives than Oklahoma and Texas are talent-wise. I mean, if Klieman's able to upgrade that talent just a little bit, they're really in the mix in the Big 12 moving forward.
He's a perfect fit. He's a perfect fit for them. K-State's a perfect fit for Chris Klieman, so yeah.
When we come back, so again, you could be on the road recruiting today, and Nebraska's staff that still has some holes and, you know, trying to figure out who the defensive coordinator is going to be and maybe coaching in a game this weekend, we don't know. Because you're not hearing a lot of names of people that have some traction to them. Nebraska's recruiting, as I just said, they're looking in-state. You know, they dropped one offer to Jalen Lloyd, which fits everything about the Matt Rhule blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi Coleman from Lincoln East, who committed to Mickey Joseph, who just happened at the time to be the interim head coach at Nebraska. Every guy that is either on the roster or committed has to be re-recruited, and that's only fair for the Matt Rhule staff and the player.
Absolutely.
So one of the people they're talking to today, Matt Rhule is Malachi Coleman. But why did he publicly decommit yesterday before he meets with the head coach in person? We'll discuss when we come back.
Okay.
And it's 1620 The Zone.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.